This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between United States and Iran. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. The ministry stated that India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy, essential to bringing an early end to the ongoing conflict. It added that the conflict has already caused immense suffering to people and disrupted global energy, supply and trade networks. Meanwhile, in view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Indian Embassy in Iran has advised Indian nationals who are currently in Iran to expeditiously exit Iran in coordination with the embassy and using the routes suggested by the embassy. The embassy can be contacted through mobile numbers 8912-8109115, 8912-8109109, 8912-8109101. The email of the embassy is cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. In a major diplomatic breakthrough, the United States and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of an all-out war. The agreement, brokered through intermediaries, calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Oil prices fell sharply on the news, dropping from above $115 per barrel to below $95 within hours of the announcement. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel supports the United States' decision to suspend strikes against Iran for 2 weeks, but clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Hezbollah continues. After a fiery election campaign that concluded yesterday, poll preparations are underway in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. A single-phase election will be held tomorrow in a total of 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 in Puducherry. The results will be declared on May 4th. Meanwhile, the last date for filing nominations for the second and final phase of the assembly election in West Bengal is tomorrow. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee filed her nomination today. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, visited the National Institute of Mountaineering and Allied Sports at Dirang in West Kameng District on Tuesday. Appreciating the dedication and professionalism of the team, the Governor emphasized that Nimas has the potential to achieve for greater prominence. Expressing pride in the state's growing legacy, the governor highlighted that Arunachal Pradesh has already produced 16 Everest summiters and encouraged Nimas to build on this achievement by opening its doors to mountaineering enthusiasts from across the country. The governor further urged the institute to organize expeditions across the many unexplored peaks of Arunachal Pradesh while also continuing its participation in iconic challenges such as Mount Everest. The Reserve Bank of India has kept interest rates unchanged at 5.25%. Announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today said that the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to retain the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 5% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate remains at 5.50%. Monetary Policy Committee has also expected that GDP for last financial year will be at 7.6%, while for current fiscal it will be at 6.9%. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman this afternoon in New Delhi. Mr. Rahman arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. During his visit, Mr. Rahman is also expected to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. This marks the first visit to New Delhi by a Bangladeshi minister since the BNP-led government took office in February. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.